Today's guiding principle from the United Methodist Code of Conduct is justice. Our scripture for today can be found in Micah 6:8. It says, "He has told you, human one, what is good and what the Lord requires from you, to do justice, embrace faithful love, and walk humbly with your God." Justice or just us? Many times we are motivated to advocate for justice when it directly impacts us. In some instances, justice might not be popular because it goes against the dominant cultural view. Justice is not about just us. It is about fostering the right social relationships among our siblings based on God's understanding of what is right and appropriate. Our silence or bystander position will continue to perpetuate harm. Thus, we must respond to our higher calling from God to act justly. Our covenantal relationship with God prohibits any behavior that seeks to take something rightfully belonging to another or engages in actions that dehumanize our siblings. Justice entails restoring broken relationships into right relationships, the ones that honor God and recognize the imago Dei in our siblings. The prophet Micah addresses the covenant people, highlighting the fundamental issue of understanding what God requires of us. Micah responds to their inquiries by emphasizing that what matters to God is our personhood, our character, our behavior. Micah presents a positive perspective for living within a covenant relationship with God and each other. Our acts of justice should be motivated by a spirit of mercy, which solidifies our covenant with God and ensures solidarity among us. Our relationship and love for the divine influence, our commitment to covenant life, fostering healthy interpersonal relationships that honor God. The pursuit of justice demands our attentiveness to living according to God's will, rather than determining what is best solely from our perspective. When we align with God's will, we walk humbly because our actions stem from love for God and our siblings, motivating us to do what is right, even when it's not the popular choice. Can we fully embrace our covenant with God and each other, embodying justice in our thoughts and words and actions? Let us pray. Holy One, you invite us into covenant relationship. Help us to be justice seekers so that we can continue to grow in our love for you and each other. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Chris Wilterdink, and I just read a devotion written by the Reverend Dr. Giovanni Arroyo. We encourage you to download a written version of this 13-day devotional and to use them in your ministry setting. You can access it by visiting umsexualethics.org/devos. That is umsexualethics.org/DEVOS.